It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we relist music and interviews of the bands that make Jersey rock. Coming up, we chat with Wayne Oliveri about his new single, rock the latest track from Joe Dead and Zone and Stratospherious, as well as Mama Drama's debut single. And Addict Static makes their Jersey rock debut with a call-in from the entire band. But first, let's kick things off with a track from last week's Jersey Rock Band of the Week. Here's Painted Young with Needle in a Haystack on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
United strangers underneath dark amber skies up north. Something about you caught me faster than anything before. Divided lovers underneath the purple sky down south. They find each other in the chaos of an endless crowd. Hey, let's play hide and seek.
The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their sophomore EP, I'm Not Gonna Wait, is available now. And keep an eye out for new material coming soon. Check them out at facebook.com/paintedyoung. Joining us over the phone is Wayne Oliveri. He's got a brand new song out. It's called We're In This Together. It deals with everything that the world is currently going through right now. It's awesome. The video, last week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week, has tons of views on YouTube. Wayne, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me, man.
It's always a pleasure, dude. How are you holding up in this whole situation we're dealing with?
Well, you know, I got a lot of stuff done around the house. Cleaned the garage, you know, stuff like that. It's a little crazy. It's insane. It's kind of hard for words, especially as a lifetime musician, seeing all my counterparts are, you know, especially the guys that are like, you know, make a living in the copy bands and stuff, and just like totally dead stop. It's pretty freaky.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this before, and you know, I'm hoping it doesn't last too long. But we're in uncharted territory. You know, I'm looking at the description of your video, and it says this is dedicated to the nurses,
healthcare workers, and all people on the front lines, including truckers, grocery store workers, mail carriers, etc., and our elderly who have to go it alone. We hope it can raise just one spirit. Now, first off, that's a great message, and the message of the song is great. But you have a family member who's on the front lines of this. She's actually been on this show before. She goes by Maddie Rain. That's your daughter. She's out in Nashville, and she's a nurse.
Yes, she is, and thanks for that. She's out in Vanderbilt University Hospital. She's a graduate of Seton Hall, and she's on her second year of nursing down there. And yeah, as a parent, you worry. But, I kind of wrote the song. Gar Francis, my guitar player, gave me the music. And I can't play an instrument that well enough to sit in front of a microphone. A lot of these people, the local guys, are doing the home shows. And I really can't do that because I'm not that good. I write on the piano and stuff. But, you know, Madison being down in Nashville and being a nurse, and when I heard the music, it just kind of came out of me. I was like, you know what, I got to do something. We're not charging money for this song. It's free downloads. And so I wrote the song for her and everybody else that are doing that. Like you said, even the truckers and everybody else that are working in this environment, it's unprecedented. And I just wanted to do something and give back a little and see what I could do. So I did it.
It's a great track. Where could somebody get this?
It's on all your major download sites, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. If you want, you can go to my website, www.wainosongs.com, and you can order it through there. Bongo Boy Records, it's on Bongo Boy Records, so you can go to bongoboyrecords.com and get it through there also.
And that's a solo Wayne Oliveri track, but word is you have a new EP coming with the new Bardot's in the near future. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Bardot's have been working hard. We went in the studio, and we have a new EP coming out probably looking in the middle of May, towards the end of May. It's called Already Been Chewed. What we did was we went back and we grabbed some old bubblegum songs, Yummy, 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 Gimme, Gimme, Good Lovin', Simon Says, and we redid them with a heavier rock style, and we added a couple new originals to it, and it's called Already Been Chewed. So we're looking forward to getting that out there.
What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Wayne Oliveri or the new Bardot's are doing?
You can go to thenewbardot's.com, or you can go on Facebook, The New Bardot's, or Wayne O. Wayne Oliveri. That's Wayne O-Wayne Oliveri. On Facebook, or you can go to www.wainosongs.com or thenewbardot's.com. So we're all kind of all over. It's kind of intertwined. We're intertwined. We're like a freaky family. Gar Francis is my bud songwriter. He comes up with the music, and I usually do the lyrics and the music, and the band arranges everything.
That's awesome, and I love the track we're about to play. Wayne Oliveri, new EP from the new Bardot's coming in the near future. Wayne, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me very much, man, and you stay safe out there, huh?
You too, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Wayne Oliveri with We're In This Together on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Need somebody when your house is about to burn. Lean on a friend or two and tell them what you learn. Things ain't always what they seem. There's only so much you can do. Strength in the numbers when you need a little push for the sun to peek through. Just remember, together, me and you, riding stormy weather, gonna see it through. We're in this together, me and you, riding together, gonna make it through. Throws a party, but you're dancing all alone. Drinking from the empty glass of trust and broken bones. Looking for a light at the end of the tunnel of the morning review. Fighting for a seat on the train, I'm just trying.
number one and one for all. It's time we ask them why. We're in this together, me and you.
Hey, this is Beth from Mama Drama, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rap Jersey Rock Podcast.
Drama with Milk on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That group is made up totally of mothers of students of the Lake House Music Academy. Their debut single, The Song You Just Heard, will be available this Friday to kick off Mother's Day weekend. Learn more at MamaDramaBand.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Joining us over the phone are Pops, Junior, and Paul of Attic Static. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
That's my pleasure. How are you guys making out in the whole pandemic situation?
We're hanging in there. You know, we have, thank God, at least 5 or 6 songs recorded. But, you know, we're keeping our social distance, you know, wearing face masks and staying inside as much as possible. So practice and recording has been a problem. But thank God we have some demos down already.
And you guys, you have about 6 done. You're currently working on 10 songs in total, right?
Yes.
Before this, all this happened, what was the timeline to get that out there? Obviously, it's been delayed in the midst of what the world is facing right now. But, you know, do you have any idea as to when you might be able to get these done?
About a month. About a month after this stuff blows over.
What would you say your musical influences are?
Well, I'm 56, so I got a lot of musical influences. You name it, straight across the board.
I'd say anywhere from Led Zeppelin, Ozzy Osbourne, to Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, anything, you know, Nirvana.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah, you know, anything from, you know, 70s, 80s to the 90s. Metallica, Megadeth, a lot of influences.
I think it's a really cool element that Pops and Junior, you guys are father and son.
Yes, that is correct.
How did you go about ending up forming a band together?
That was Paul.
Yeah, what happened was I was trying to start a band up again with my old bass player that was living with Pops and Junior over here, Anthony and Anthony Junior. And what happened was it didn't work out. He ended up leaving their place, and they have a room up in the attic. And we started, messing around on guitars and drums, and
it just clicked.
We just clicked, the three of us. It took a few years for us to finally really get tight and, you know, do our thing and everything. But right now it's just pretty much all downhill and things are going good.
Uphill.
I mean, not downhill.
Well, downhill, means it's going easier. So, you know,
it's going easier.
So there we go. Yeah. Then you go downhill, then you go right on up like a roller coaster. But, you know, I think I assume that's where the name Attics. I don't normally ask a band about where their name came from, but I'm assuming Attic Static comes from the fact that you guys are rocking up in the attic.
Yes, we were. Yes, we had some great times in the attic, and we just, you know, the name stuck. You know, we've been through, you know, other guitarists. We tried out and everything. It just seems we're a 3-piece band, and it seems that seems to be working out best for us.
If someone would like to get a hold of your music, is there a way they can do it right now?
Right now, you can go on Spider2000NJ.com at Gmail, and you can hear some of our songs. And also on Facebook, we'll be posting some songs on Facebook, Attic Static.
Would the Facebook page, Attic Static, be the best way to keep track of what you're up to?
Yes, basically, yes.
And the track we're doing, the single that you sent me, tell us about Jungles of America.
Jungles of America. Well, a lot of people happen to like that song. It's a live version that we recorded. It's an uplifting song, but it's about, you know, being paranoid. That's why we have the police sirens in the beginning and stuff, and just, you know, having a good time partying and making sure the cops don't shut us down.
It's a paranoid state of mind or state of government or both.
Especially with this virus going around.
Yeah, it's like that feeling with the new Stones song. It's interesting how a lot of stuff can just, you know, just kind of fits the way people are feeling right now. And I think this track definitely touches upon that. Pops, Junior, and Paul of Attic Static, keep an eye out for a full-length album coming when all this blows over. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We love the Rat.
Definitely.
Long live the Rat.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Attic Static with Jungles of America on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
think about drinking, always got you on my mind. One way or another, you give me love, somebody give me a line. Please keep blowing, please be blowing, who needs me now? All I want is my sweet babe, ain't you speak up loud?
From Stratospherious, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Latest from Joe Dannenzone and Stratospherious, their cover of King Crimson's Frame by Frame, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock podcast. That single's available now. More info at stratospherious.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. See your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, practice social distancing, wear your mask, and stay strong. We will get through this. And next week is podcast episode 100. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.